wasn't supposed to be here, man. I wasn't supposed to be here. They made a mistake. They gave me a chance. They let me play with people like him. It's a wrap. I'ma play like I ain't supposed to be here. I'ma take everything that's not mine, and I'ma give them nothing because they gave me the same.
And welcome back to Ravens Report. Keith Mills with a very special guest, number 53, Jameel McClain. It is great having you back on the field. Obvious question, how did you come out of the game physically?
Physically, I came out good. You know, I came out with no nicks, no bruises, nothing major. You know, but the next day, it was difficult. The next day, it was all types of soreness on my body. But that's as expected, 10 months off, and then you come right into the game. So that's how it goes.
Now, you played the first series on defense. Mm-hmm. You got your first tackle on special teams. I know you can't play this game with any fear at all. Was there any apprehension at all before the first play of the game?
Absolutely not, man. Absolutely not. I knew 100% coming back into this, you know, a hesitation was a mistake for me because that hesitation would have got me injured. It would have been something else. You know, so I came in this game knowing it was bombs of Baghdad out 24-7. That's all I had to do was go play football.
Take us through that first tackle on the punt return. You hit Antonio Brown. You caused a fumble.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind when you're running down there?
Shoot, I was running down hoping that I had to make the tackle. I was like, man, I got Shockey Brown. He going to make this tackle, you know. But I ran down, and it was just one-on-one in the open field, and you make the tackle. The same thing is like child's play. We've been doing this for 5 years. So it's the same thing.
You said something interesting when you went through the rehab. If I don't believe in myself, who will? A lot of people supported you, but when it came to actually getting in a weight room, rehabbing, and getting back on the field, that was you. What did you learn about yourself?
Man, I learned a lot. I learned a lot. I'm trying to think about it. Was the toughest times for me all of the time was game day. You know, because game day, I get so locked in and so in tune. I remember writing myself a letter on game day, and it was a letter about my emotions. You know, and in the letter, like, I challenged myself. I challenged myself and talked like, maybe I'm not the man that I thought I was standing up to adversity, you know, and all of those things. But I just confronted myself in the letter. So it was me. The letter was so deep for me because it was me challenging myself in the letter saying I wasn't strong enough to stand up to it. That was me on the inside. And me on the outside was fighting the person that was talking on the letter saying how I'm going to prove you wrong because I always fought against myself.
But you had always done that, Jameel. When you were growing up in Philly,
exactly.
You proved everybody wrong. First going to Syracuse, then signing your contract here. Mm-hmm. There were still doubts?
It was. It was a bit of doubt, and I made sure I challenged myself on that doubt to myself. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's like talking to myself 24-7, and that really focused me more. Like, all I know is working hard. All I know is the struggle. All I know is how to get ahead when others don't believe and when some believe. You know, but this scenario was different. You know, this was a situation where, you know, I could work as hard as I want, but still, you know, my destiny is in another person's hand. And my destiny is unseen for as however hard I work, you know. So it was a little different, but I knew I had to work regardless because if I'm going to fail, I want to fail because I fail. And then let everybody else do what they had to do. But it wasn't going to come a time where they would give me the green light and I wasn't prepared mentally or physically because I took myself out of the game before they even got a chance to.
Now, during that time, we saw you on the sideline coaching up Josh Bynes and Albert McClellan, a lot of the young guys. Mm-hmm. Is that something maybe down the road after the playing days are far from, or long over, you might get into?
Man, that's so funny. You know, I hear my coaches talk about, you know, me being a coach or probably being a good coach, you know, but I don't see that, man. I love this game. I love this game 24-7, you know, but I feel like I got so many other things to offer, man. Like, I'm really into my community work and a lot of those things. So coaching people up, yes. Coaching up football, I don't think so.
Speaking of which, we saw you last week with the Douglas football team out here, the first and long NFL situation. The mentoring of young kids, you just talked about it. That is really dear to you, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is, man. People always talk about the future. People always talk about why kids are doing what they're doing or why the environment is so bad. You know, give back to it. Do something. Give a kid something so he won't make the mistake you made. Give a couple of kids something, and we might change a generation, you know. So that's something that I strongly stand on. And shout out to Syracuse for implementing that into me. You know, without Syracuse, I probably would never have had that approach, like, in all honesty.
All right, we got about 15 seconds. What are you doing for the bye week?
getting my body right. It's hard. It's a hard business.
Your mind's right.
Your mind's right.
Your ability to handle adversity has always been right.
That's all we know, man. So why should it be any different this time around?
I want to come back, and I want you to bring that letter. I want you to read that letter for us, okay?
I will. Deal? I absolutely will.
All right, 5-3. Thank you. Hey, we'll be right back with more right after this. Great job.